I love that old song. It says, "My name is written down in glory." That's the first things first, isn't it? We praise the Lord that in Jesus' name, even in the mouth of his disciples, there was immediate response to the power of God. Pastor Rob gave me a recording of a man who had sifted out from Scripture four biblical reasons for disease and illness. Sin was first in my mind, you can see. Sin is, it's so prevalent, it's almost like we live in a sea of it. Can't avoid it. I told Doris, if you drink from polluted waters, you're going to become ill. So we want to be careful about that. Promiscuity is just epidemic in our land, as are sexually transmitted diseases. Miriam rebelled against the godly leadership of her brother Moses, and God struck her with leprosy. Ananias and Sapphira, during that precious time when God's Holy Spirit was poured out on the church and signs and wonders were everywhere, Ananias and Sapphira chose to lie to the Holy Spirit about a matter that, in one way, it was so ordinary, and yet in the context of what was going on, God revealing himself in great power, it cost them their lives. And so our seeking the face of God is not a small matter, is it? In seeking to walk with him, I must tell you that in this last week, as I've studied and prayed and sought God's face, I have been so convicted, and I have confessed to the Lord, "Lord, I am such a shallow believer. I am such a shallow son of yours. Oh, Lord, I want to do better." As we seek his face, and I believe these times of coming together, intensely seeking his face, are times of growth in the body of Christ, individual lives, and the body of Christ here in this church. Roger Barrier said, there are great spiritual battles. I hadn't thought about that. And I'm not quite clear yet in my own mind, but he cited the experience of Job, and I love Job. Doris and I talked about him today, Job, that righteous man. And he, as he examined his own life and was ready to confess anything that was revealed to him, as he studied his whole life, he came to the conclusion, "Lord, I can't see anything." And we know from the benefit of reading the book of Job, that great suffering and finally the ultimate victory. But that great suffering came when God said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" During experiences like Job, there is so much pain and so much confusion, so much turmoil. It's hard. It's hard to get the vision of, "Lord, what are you doing in this experience? What are you doing for me in this experience?" I love that those verses in Greg Brayton's song when he said, "I'm with you through the rough times. I'm with you through these tough times.